The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that you may have life and have it abundantly. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He was a murderer from the beginning. He is a liar and the father of lies. But you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost, and to destroy the works of the devil. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and saves those who are crushed in spirit. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness and into his wonderful light. God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of Jesus and forgave our sins. You who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery, leading again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness to our spirit that we are God's children. For you have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so you too might walk in newness of life. Put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. For God raised us up and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Be confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. For God set his seal of ownership on us and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. You have been bought with a price. You are God's temple, and God's Spirit dwells in you. You are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, and in him you have been made complete. We are heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. Our citizenship is in heaven. We are Christ's ambassadors. You are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. You are strong. The word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. If God is for us, who can be against us? Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? Who is the one who condemns? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? You are no longer wandering in darkness. You are no longer strangers and aliens. You are no longer slaves to sin. You are no longer under the law. Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. There is now no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus, and nothing in all of creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light to shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. We are like common jars of clay that carry this glorious treasure within, so that the extraordinary overflow of power will be seen as God's and not ours. O Lord, you and we are the clay. You are the potter, and we are all the work of your hand.